10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It is 11 a.m. here in cold New York. I needed to clear my throat. I apologize. And you are tuned in to WTF Let's Talk with Danielle and Karen. Danielle's daughter wasn't feeling great, so she may be a few moments behind. I know she was trying to put out a few fires before she got to the show. So just wanted to say hello and good morning and get on here because you know me, Miss Anal Annie. I got to be on at 11 a.m. because the show starts at 11 a.m. And today's topic is, when is it okay to flirt? Yeah, this is like an open-ended, this is going to be interesting, right? Where we're going to go with this. Let's see. I'm trying to share it out. If you are tuned in right now, please make sure that you hit that follow button and that like button so that you are tuned in and you will get a notification when we go live. And right now I am talking to myself because Danielle isn't on yet and I don't have anybody tuned in. So come on, jump on. If I could do a tap dance right now, I would, but I can't do a tap dance. Well, I could, but I don't have my tap shoes, so you won't be able to hear me. So I'll just keep talking and talking. But that said, we also had such a wonderful time this weekend. I want to thank everyone that came out. We did a little freestyle birthday bash. Danielle was in town, and we had a phenomenal response, and a lot of people ended up coming and had a great time. So I am very grateful, and I thank everyone that did come and hang with us over the weekend. It was a lot of fun. All right, so I guess I have to start talking to myself because we don't, there she is.
Oh my God. You know how many times I just spelled Podbean wrong on my phone trying to find the stupid app? I can't tell you.
Oh my goodness. Okay. I know. I'm sitting here. I'm like, okay. So I could do a tap dance.
Mom is having a moment. Oh my God. I spelled it wrong like three times. Like, I don't understand.
I actually said that your daughter wasn't feeling well, so you might be a few minutes because you were putting out some fires. And check it out. It's only you and me today. There's nobody here joining us on the live feed at the moment.
All right. Well, that's all right. Me and you.
Are you there? I don't hear you.
I am. I said, me and you can yak it out for an hour. We got this.
There you go. Well, actually, someone just joined us. So good morning. I was just telling everybody what a great time we had over the weekend celebrating your birthday.
Yes. Yes, we had a most wonderful time. Karen is an amazing host. She knocked it out of the park. I, for one, was not confident that many people would like me and want to come out. But Karen said, rest assured, I got you, girl. And she took care of everything. It was amazing.
Well, we thank you. We had a lot of fun this weekend. And, you know, hopefully there will be more events to come. So stay tuned on that one. So today's topic is, when is it okay to flirt? So first of all, I guess the first question would be, is it okay to flirt? Right? Because sometimes, you know, maybe you should or you shouldn't, right? So what's your take on that, Danielle?
I am a flirt. I have to admit it. And it's terrible, right? I do not go out with the intentions of flirt. I'm just, you know, I get going, I start talking, I'm very, as Karen would say, friendly. My husband, I was laughing. I told him about the topic, and he says to me, "Yeah, it's only okay to flirt when your husband's not around and watching." So, he's like, and then he goes, "No, that's not true."
No, wait a second. When I sent you the thing for the topic, he responded all the time or something like that.
I
It
know, but
was
he was
a
messing with me.
favorable
That that's
response.
definitely not true.
Oh,
But
okay.
he listen, he does understand, may being a person, right? I grew up in the neighborhood, right? Tons of friends. I run across them as I, travel through my little journey of life, and I see them. And because I have known these people my whole life, there to me there is like such a connection that sometimes I don't even think that I'm flirting. I'm just being me. Like a for instance, I have a friend, and he's a very good friend of mine, and I've known him since I was a child. And he came down one time to visit where I live, and he had his girlfriend and everybody there, whatever. And I had been drinking, whatever. And I wanted to talk to the girlfriend, but he was in the way. So I sat on his leg, and she freaked out. So, and he was like, "What is wrong with you? Are you crazy? You can't do that. And you're flirting, and you're this." And because I put my arm around his neck and I'm talking to him, and I don't even see it that way. Because to me,
I was there first.
well, right, yes, I was there first. But to me, like, God, we were 6 years old. Like, we all used to hold hands
Yes.
on the kindergarten line, walking through school and things like that. So, there's this level of comfort that you have with certain people that you, I guess, behave a certain way, but maybe men misconstrue because you have them in this little box and you don't think of it that way, and then they do.
Well, I think not only do men misconstrue, but women misconstrue too. Wow, I made
Yeah, well,
one.
yes.
Because
Dun, dun.
that, and so that's a it's a slippery slope because yeah, I mean, look, you and I are a perfect example, right? Because my best friend was a guy, your best friend was a guy, and we happened to have married them.
Right.
And so, like when we first knew each other, we kind of were both looking at each other like, what's her agenda?
Yeah, what you
So,
why are you touching my man?
right. And
Yeah.
so and so it was like that whole thing, right? Where you don't even realize that you're doing it because, like you said, the comfortability of that. And I am a very like possession is nine tenths of the law type of person. Like, I'm like, we go way back. Like, you need to excuse this, or whatever. Like, it really is a very difficult thing. So I think it also depends on, what you're doing, right?
Correct.
Because I mean, that's the whole thing too, is that, the flirting, like if your husband saw you sitting on your friend's lap, and knows you know them since you're 5 years old, maybe they're okay with it, maybe they're not, but it go ahead.
No, but I'm saying, like, to me, it was me, but right. But it didn't dawn on me. Like, it didn't until the next day when I started to like process what I think. So, this weekend we were in New York, and I ran
Yep.
into so many friends that I know, and you
Yep.
talk to them and you laugh, and you go to talk to one of them, and they were sitting, one of my friends was sitting on a bar stool, and I needed to say something to him. So I like literally just put my arms around like his neck, and I like leaned in to talk around his ear, into his ear. And again, the next day you start to think like, oh, maybe I shouldn't do that. Not because I had any intentions, but it I guess people watching or whatever, people would think, oh, like she's being overly friendly, she's flirting. And I'm just being, again,
Judgmental.
another person who I've known since kinder. I know a lot of the men and a lot of the people in my life I have known my entire life. So I guess you take certain liberties. When I am around strangers, I am a little bit more standoffish, and hold myself a little differently. But
Yeah.
you said that whole comfortable factor, I guess, allows you, or you feel that it's okay to be a little less reserved than you should be.
Right. Well, somebody wrote on here, ladies be ladies. So I'm not, I don't know if they're still with us right now. So I'm not sure exactly what that means. And I don't particularly care for that. Oh, good. There's somebody at my front door. Okay. All right. Amazon. The only person that comes to visit me, but I hate when they ring the damn bell. Sorry about that, guys. And then it just made me lose my whole train of thought. Where was I just now?
The ladies be ladies.
Oh, right. Ladies be ladies. Right. So I get that. And I do agree that you need to carry yourself a certain way. And when I like, so this is why this goes like tenfold, right? Because, if you're like sloppy and, you're all over somebody, that's a different story. Then you're not being a lady, right? But you can
Correct.
be flirtatious, and still be a lady. I think the other factor that goes into play is, the way you dress, right? Because, what's that song? If I dress professional, so it's like if
Yeah.
I wear a mini skirt, does that give you the right to
Right
flirt?
to flirt, right.
Right. So, that's also another hard call with that too, because now, I mean, obviously the way you present yourself, I mean, depending on how you were raised, it's always about how you present yourself, right? And so you have to dress a certain way. Like it was even funny because, especially if you're doing an event or you're doing something, like a friend of mine was like, well, you want to be, sexy but classy, like not trashy. And
Of
like I'm like,
course.
I don't think I ever go trashy.
Has
So
she? Right.
And so, but again, it doesn't give you the right to flirt
Judge.
or judge,
Right.
right? So like I had a girlfriend of mine when we were younger, and she had a gorgeous stomach, and she always used to wear like these, like little shirts, and her belt, her stomach was always out, right? And men would come over and go to touch her stomach. Now, like, is that okay? No. But at the same token, when you got stuff, out like that, it's like for some reason
People take certain liberties, right?
it puts
Right.
a green light into somebody's head, I mean, and that said, like if I w saw a
I'm
guy
not sure I
and
understand.
look, see, Siri doesn't understand either. Why is everybody all up in my business today?
Today's your day.
Today's my day. So like if it, again, and it's making me lose my train of thought. Where was, oh, with the, so now if I see a man and like, he's dressed and he's got like, let's say a tight shirt on or whatever, and maybe, I'm seeing like his arms and it's just like a t-shirt or whatever. I'm the first person, I'm guilty, I've said it a thousand times. I will definitely go like rubbing up on your arm because I like it. It looks good. And I mean, like, I'm not grabbing him at the almost like, yum, but I'm gonna rub up on that arm a little bit because, oh, it's nice and I wanna,
Want to touch
touch it
it.
a
I want
little
to touch
bit.
it.
I wanna touch it
Yeah.
a little bit. So, it is a, again, it's how you carry yourself though, right? Because if somebody's throwing themselves at you or whatever, and again, that goes both ways because sometimes if they're throwing themselves at you, you're grabbing it. Right? You're
Right,
grabbing
but
it. Like,
there's a difference between being sociable and somebody throwing themselves at you. You
right.
can be, very sociable, social butterfly. You bounce around. Hey, how are you? Da 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 da. You laugh, you drink, you talk with each other. You might even like put your hands on their shoulder, but it doesn't mean technically I'm flirting with you. I'm talking with
Correct.
you, and you're misconstruing.
That's
So,
different.
right, it is different, but unfortunately, from an outside, perspective, people like, oh my God, look at how she's flirting. I'm not flirting. I'm talking to somebody that I know forever or whatever.
But
I'm
here's the
mar
flip side.
I'm married 17 years. I'm not allowed to flirt anymore. It's not supposed to be
Right.
done.
Well, that's the funny part, right? Is that if you're, so it's either, wow, she's a real bitch, or,
Right.
oh, what a flirt, right? So, like, wait a minute. Like, at what point is what allowed, if you will, right? Well, this is why I don't pay attention to this shit because I can't be bothered with that because either it's Oh, she always got a puss on her face. She thinks who she is. And, you know, she's got that resting bitch face. Or,
yes.
She's always so friendly. She's always talking to everybody. She's always all over the place.
And this is at some point where I find myself, because if Karen knows me, I held on to my resting bitch face award for a very, very, very long time. And I was very proud to put it out for display. But I would have friends come to me like, Danielle, you're so nasty all the time. Like, smile.
Uh-huh.
Smile. You know,
I would have people walk up to me out, like, God, you know, girl, smile. And I'm looking at them like, first of all, when you tell somebody to smile, you know, like, the first thing I want to do is punch you in your face. Because, you know, like, who are you to tell me to smile? You know, but again, sometimes it does catch you out there because you don't realize that you're putting that face on that you should be smiling, right?
Right, exactly. So then they tell you smile, and then you're like, and now, you know, just a little background. My father was killed in a horrific accident almost 3 years ago. And after he passed, I started going through a thing, and I started like going out. And I realized life is very short and you have to enjoy it. So I try now to do that, and I try to smile more and not be more of a bitch before that, because before I was like, don't talk to me. Why are you even looking at me? Don't come near me. Like, keep it that way, you know? Mm-hmm. And now I try to, like, I see people, I engage, how are you? But now people look at you and, oh, she's so friendly now, you know? So it's a double-edged sword. You can't win. You can't win. We're women when we're judged for every little thing. But then you have men, right? I could be minding my business and some guy will come up to me and say something out his face, and I look at him and I'm like, okay, you know? And they feel it's okay. They feel it's okay to flirt. Nobody judges a man if they're aggressive with their behavior. They just think boys are being boys. It's not okay. Don't you agree, Karen?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You know, it's definitely, there's a double-edged sword, and it's like a two, you know, like, what sword I'm looking for. I told you my brain isn't functioning today. It's a double standard, you know, where, you know, men can behave a certain way, but women can't. Right. And that's a whole other, you know, topic, but let's just like excuse ourselves for a moment.
Okay.
And let's talk about men.
Okay.
And if there are any men on here, feel free to jump in. But what about men? What about the men that come on and start flirting with us? Is that okay?
I would say no. But you see, okay. So it's primitive, right? It's not the kill it, the thrill of the chase. Men are supposed to pursue women, you know, the whole nine, you know, all the like the sayings and stereotypes and stuff like that we grew up with. So, you know, women are there. We go out, we get dressed. Men assume that we get dressed to look pretty for them so that they can come and court us. We really just get pretty for ourselves, by the way. And they approach, you know, and it's their job. It's their job to do what they have to do to conquer. Like, I had a friend, I was talking to somebody about this topic yesterday, and men, tell me if I'm wrong. And he said to me, Danielle, he said, men do not look at women and think, oh my God, she's really pretty. She looks like she'll be a good girlfriend. He goes, men, he goes, the minute we see you, he goes, we are already looking like, how can I get this girl in bed? We want to have sex. That's it. End the conversation. How many dinners is it going to take me? So and so. He goes, we don't care that you're nice. We don't care that you have a good job. We don't care about any of those things.
You know what, though? I'm going to interrupt that 1 second, because as we get older, I am not finding that to be the case. I find men that are more into those things. Like, they don't just want to have sex. There are a lot of men that want the depth. There are a lot of men that care about if they have a career.
Right. Well, that's where the dating process comes in, right? Because women, you know, we sit back and you come at us and we look at you and we're like, all right, And then we go on that 3-4 date dating interview with you to decide whether or not we like you and we want to, like, I don't know, date you, sleep with you, or whatever the things that, you know, happen, you know, after you like somebody. So, you know, you laugh because there's that, what everybody says, there's that 3-date rule, right? And
Yeah, I
I
don't. I'm bad with
you
that.
don't know about that? You're not, you
No,
married with the
I said
3-date
I'm
rule?
bad with that. No. Yeah. Well, look, I married my one night stand, so I don't do that right.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, my husband waited 3 months, so you know that went out the window with him. So, but it's a kind of unwritten rule. But you know, men with their flirting, they're gonna put it out there. They're gonna toss it out there, and they're gonna see if we're gonna bite. You know, and you know, they have to shoot their shot. They have to. And if they get lucky, they're happy. They're like, I got, you know, I got lucky. You know, and if they didn't, they're all right, and they keep it moving, and they go shoot their shot somewhere else. Eventually, somebody's gonna nibble on the line, right?
Right. And so what's interesting too is that yes, eventually somebody nibbles on the line is definitely an accurate statement. Because they do it so often. So, you know, I mean, I don't know about you, Danielle, but I know many married men that are extremely flirtatious. And if you gave them an inch, they would take whatever they could get.
Of course, I know a few.
Right.
I
So
know a few.
I think more, I mean, and unfortunately, that's challenging because I don't think that, you know, personally, if you know, my husband was alive and he was out and he was doing what I've had done to me, I would hang him by his balls because I don't think that that is, you know, that's not okay. You know, and even when it comes to flirting, I think flirting is an art form. And you can be flirtatious, as we were discussing earlier, right?
Right.
Where it's kind of like, you know, you're just being a feminine goddess, if you will, right? And that's, you know, and so you're empowered with your femininity. And so you're able to just, you know, give that little bit of extra flair, if you will. It's another thing when you're throwing yourself at someone.
Yeah.
And that's the part, and even with and men as well, you know, because men don't really throw themselves at you. Men throw it out there.
Yes. Yes.
But you know, like when like they throw it out there, it's so like, you know, like and then of course, right, everybody, and I don't know if I don't know, I don't date women, so I don't know if women do this, but how many men, you know, always tell us that they're married, but you know, they don't have sex with their wife, they don't have a great
Oh my God.
relationship or
I hear that's,
whatever.
yeah, you hear that a lot.
Right. And so, you know, I mean, I get it, especially when there are families involved, right? But at the same
Or
token,
their
like
wife got
it's
heavy and they're not attracted to her anymore.
right. You know, and I mean, there are a lot of women that say the same thing about their men, right? Because
Of
men are
course.
like, you know, 9 months pregnant sometimes. So, you know, it goes both ways, you know, for sure. But I don't know, like I guess that's when like morals come into play, right? Because you know, if you're married, you're not supposed to do that, right? So I mean, if you're a flirt, but you're not acting on it, like I can be flirty, but I can be
I didn't,
not
yeah, I don't know.
sexual,
Correct.
right? But what I'm saying is you can be flirty and like I said, being like a goddess or whatever, but I'm pretty clear. I don't think like most people never know, like they'll be like, wow, I didn't even know she liked me. Like I didn't even, you know, because I don't give that off. So, you know, if you have to kind of know what you're putting out there when it comes to whether you're flirting, you're not flirting, when it is okay to flirt. You know, if you're putting it out there and you're putting it out there in a sexual manner, then you need to be aware of that. If you're just being flirtatious, then, you know, then it is what it is,
But you
you
know what?
know?
Sometimes your sexual manner is just your being. Like, so over this
Correct.
weekend, right? I'm
All
dressed,
right.
I got my makeup on, and then the guys, you know, like they walk up to you, like, "Oh my God, you're so sexy." I didn't ask you to come.
Right.
Am I sexy? So, and then we talked about this, Karen, right? Do you take offense to it, right? We've been so desensitized to the word sexy.
Hell
Girls get up,
no.
Right? Girls get up, they get dressed, they want to look pretty, they want to look sexy. But when a guy's telling you, oh my God, you're so sexy, you know the undertone behind that. You know what he's saying to you. So you're supposed to look at him and say, like, I'm married. Like, what are you doing? But he's shooting the shot. That's what he's doing.
Okay, I mean, maybe throwing it out there would be the right thing to say, right? Because you know what, I think sexy is a compliment. But yes, if like let's say like on a dating app or something like that, if you get a hey sexy like as your first thing, you know right away what they're looking for. If you get a good morning sexy from somebody you've been dating, that's good, you know, like we like that, right? So, it has to pertain. Like you can't.
It has a double meaning, right?
Yeah,
it
you can't just throw a sexy without aim.
right, exactly. So I had the conversation with my husband, right? Because I come home and I tell him about my weekend. He's like, "All right, how many guys try to hit on you? How many this? How many that?" So I'm my husband. I have to tell you, people, he's amazing. So, and he wants to know. He's like, who do I got to go up to New York and punch in the mouth, right? So I'm like, okay.
Right. Meanwhile, I'm the one next to you. So I don't know what he's worried about because I would have punched him in the mouth beforehand.
I know. But he knows I'm not going to do anything. But, you know, he laughs. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, this one, that one. So we laugh about the vultures because, every now and again, he'll text me in the middle of the night. He's like, so got any skin left on your body or did all the vultures pick at you, you know? So we laugh, me and my husband. He himself went out Saturday night down here in Florida where I live. And I was like, all right, how many girls try to pick you up? And we would talk about it. He's like, oh my God, Danielle, da da da. And we laughed about it. But you know what? I not that I'm like not jealous, but we're married and together. Well, we're married 17 years together, 21, 22 years. You know, I love him. He loves me. But sometimes I look at him every day. He looks at me every day. So you get sometimes that validation, I want to call it, you know, where like somebody comes up to you like, oh my God, you're so handsome or you're pretty and wow, you can dance good. And it's good for his ego, you know, and then once he feels good, he wants to look better and we go out and it builds a confidence in him that I cannot feed that confidence all the time. I can only tell him how handsome, how much I love him up to a certain point. But, you know, when I'm not with him and all of a sudden he's got these girls, like he says, oh, my God, Danielle, they grab you. He goes, those nails. He goes, and you know there's no good intentions coming from that hand that's swiping down your shoulder. You know, I'm still laughing at him. And he's like, and the girls are very aggressive, you know.
Definitely the new regime.
Yes, he's like, girls are very aggressive. And I tell him I'm married. My wife is beautiful. Go away, you know. And you know, I said, so did you flirt? He's like, no, he didn't flirt. And we laugh about it because I want him. And he tells me, did you flirt? I go, a little bit. He's like, did you get some drinks? So I laugh. I go, I did. It's like, okay. So, you know, he allows me to be me because he knows I'm a sociable person. And I allow him to be him. And it kind of strengthens a little bit of our relationship because, you know, he's not dead. We're just married.
Well,
you know?
Which can be, you know, one of the same sometimes. But, you know, I mean, this is that's why it is important because you know what? You could love filet mignon, but if you only get to eat filet mignon, you know, for 21 years, you know, you really kind of would love to have a bite of chicken, you know? So, you know, it just kind of, it doesn't mean that filet mignon isn't your favorite. But it just means that, you know, sometimes like, you know, even if you smell a piece of chicken, you know, that maybe, you know, that would be enticing. So, you know, and so what happens is just like you said, you know, in a marriage, the hardest thing to do is for it to not get stale because, you know, even sex, like, you know, if you have children and such and jobs and this, that and the other. You know, it's kind of like, all right, well, how long is this going to take? Because, like, I got shit to do in another 20 minutes. So can we wrap this up, you know? And it's like another job. So it's really hard to keep a marriage alive. And if you have the ability to flirt And even like, you know, we would go when my husband was alive, we would go to, let's say, Home Depot or something. And you know how like you would say stand on two different lines to see who would get to the cashier faster,
Right.
right?
Right.
So he'd be like, "Hey, you're kind of cute. You know, you want to come home with me?" And he's like, "Just don't tell my wife." And I'm like, "Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how my husband would feel about that." You know, and we would like tease each other. So if somebody was listening, they would be like, "What the hell is going on?" And you know, it was
Anyway,
all
keeping
in,
it spicy.
right, it was all in, you know, good fun, and he was just a ball breaker. But you know, it the and the funny thing is that he used to tell me all the time, my husband happened to wear his wedding ring all the time. He never took it off. And he told me that he would get hit on
More.
more with the ring on than when
Yeah.
he didn't have it on. Now that is disturbing.
Well, yes, because at that point, girls know that, you know, first of all, I talked to Jay about this too, you know, and he says to me, he's like, you know, married people obviously prefer married people because they know the other person's in a commitment. They're not going to ask them for anything. It's just going to be sex and a good time. And, you know, and then obviously, if a guy gets hooked with a girl, he's going to take care of her, he's going to buy her things, he's going to do all these things. So, and I say, oh, okay. But, you know, but even men who pick on married women, they know, like, oh, I could, like, excuse my language, I could smash this girl and she's going to go home to husband and I'm never going to have to see her again. But, you know, I want to, like, want to get her in bed. And they think it's okay. They're, you know, there's no moral boundaries anymore where, you know, people say, oh my God, she's got a wedding ring on. Let me leave her alone.
Right. And you know, like I'm funny like that, because good morning. I'm not sure who that is, but good morning. You know, I'm a very, you know, I'm funny like that. I don't judge anybody, and you know, I mean, I'm the type of person like just let me know what I'm dealing with and we're all good. You know, and I don't appreciate the whole judgmental crap that goes on. So you know, flirting is, I mean, the topic today for anybody that's just tuning in is when is it okay to flirt? So again, the first part of that is it okay to flirt? But it's also, you know, like so you can be, there's a difference between being a flirt, being flirtatious, and being like overt, right? And throwing yourself, all depends on how you look at what is flirting.
Is flirting.
Exactly. That was exactly what I was just saying. It all depends. You know, harmless flirting is just like what Danielle was just saying. You know, it creates more intensity in a marriage sometimes in the sense that if you go out separately, you kind of feel like you still got it because you know, if you cook food for your family every single day and your family tells you how delicious your food is, you appreciate it. But if you have people over and everybody is raving about your food, you say to yourself, "Wow, okay, so maybe I really am a good cook then because like all these people really enjoyed it." So, you know, there's a difference between that quote unquote validation being seen, if you will. And so I think that that has a lot to do with it too, is that when you go out and you're not with your, and even if you are with your husband or your wife, right, or your significant other, you know, there have been times that I know, like I'm sure this has happened with you, Danielle, where you know, somebody may go over to like maybe talking to your husband and say, "Wow, I got to tell you, your wife is like the most beautiful woman in the room," or whatever, or you know, like you know, or you know, like they may say to you, "Danielle, your husband is you know like the hottest guy here." You know, don't, no disrespect, you know, whatever, and that makes you feel good as well because
Of
you know we
course.
all want to be with winners, right? Nobody wants to be with losers.
Right. Okay. So Caps
Yep.
is it said he, what did he say? I have more girls I get with than
I
I have a
have
wife.
more girls.
Okay.
I have more girls I get on with, and I have a wife and four kids. My
So he's got
missus,
a lot of
trust me.
girlfriends. Yeah. And that's so big, right? I have My majority of friends are men. I do have some girlfriends, but I get along better with boys, men. And
No, you were right the first time.
boys, right? And my husband, listen, we both agreed if we're going to do something, we're going to do it. No matter how much you stay on top of the person, no matter how much you restrict them, if somebody wants to cheat, they're going to cheat. Period. End of conversation.
Absolutely.
So
And the more you restrain them, the faster they're
the more
going.
likely they are, right? So my husband tells me, go out. I go to New York. I go hang out with my friends. I go on vacation with my sisters. Go, baby. Have a great time. I love you. And I do the same thing to him. There are nights that I'll be home and I don't want to go out dancing and he wants to go dancing and he will take himself upstairs and he will get dressed and he will go out all by himself to dance. He likes to dance. He wants to listen to music. I love you. Have a good time. And he'll send me pictures and videos from where he is. I trust him. You know what? And the day I can't trust him and vice versa, we'll cross that bridge. But in the meantime, he's a grown man and I am a grown woman. And although we are building a life together, we still are two different individuals, you know, and sometimes we don't always see eye to eye. So I have to allow him to be himself because the only way he's going to grow and be better is if I allow that. I can't keep him locked in a box, you know, and I don't want to be locked in a box. I'm not the box kind of girl, you know, and he knows it. So, you know, even when we do go out dancing, if I know people in the club or wherever we are, he'll be like, go ahead, go do you. And he'll stay where we are. He's dancing, he's doing his thing, and he'll let me flutter through the club and say hello to all my people and whatever. And then he's like, come back when you're ready. And then I come back and he's like, did you have a good time? You said hello to all your people? You know, did you get a drink? Yeah, all right.
Right. With and I have to just add to that though, because you know, for anybody that's listening, I mean, her husband is like a very dominant Latino man.
Oh my God,
So
yeah.
anybody
Man,
that knows
chauvinist.
what, right, anybody that knows what that means. I mean, we were best friends growing up. I mean, I would go out with him and he would tell me I wasn't allowed to take my jacket off. And I don't know if maybe I broke him in a little bit for you because, like, I would be like, you're kidding me, right? You know, like, and he would know right away if he told me not to take my jacket off, I'm going to be like naked on the bar because, you know, like, don't tell me that, you know? So it is to me when, but he is very open and he is a secure person. So it is very interesting when you say that to me because it is definitely not in his genetic makeup to be that
No,
way.
no. And I have to tell you, it almost ended our marriage a few times because when we would go out years ago, we've been down in Florida a long time. But years ago, I was a property manager in New York City and I had a huge staff, majority men, right? Elevator mechanics, cleaning company, engineers, this, that, the other thing. So we'd go out, right? And it was me, you know, the people who worked in my office, and I don't know, like 20 men. You know, and he would get crazy.
Yeah, because
And I
that's
look at
not
him like,
him.
and I'm like, what are you doing? What are you out of your mind? You know, this is not going to work for me. And he'd be like, you're talking to him, you did that. Or I would go out with my friends. And I was always like the mom of the group, right? So I would be the one that watched over my friends, check what's going on behind them, checking the scene, making sure no guys are bothering them. But to my husband, I was searching the crowd for guys. Like I was, why are you looking at that guy? Why are you doing this? Why are you doing that? Are you out of your mind? You know, and it caused a rift between us for a while. And I, the greatest thing that a relationship can have is communication because if we didn't sit together so many times and I would express myself like that is not going to, that is not who I am. I am such a strong person. I am such a strong personality. And I will talk to whoever the fuck I want to talk to. And you're going to have to be okay with it. And if you can't, then this thing will not work. So, you know, little by little, he broke down and he broke down. And like I said, we're three kids and 22 years later. And he did. So now he understands. You know, at first, when we first started going out with like after, you know, our kids are now of an age where they can like stay by themselves, they're older, they're in their teens and stuff. So now we go out on dates or we go dancing. You know, we're kind of reconnecting as a couple. But the first couple of times he was like, I was like, oh no, this is not gonna work. And we talked about it and he's just like, okay, I'm gonna be better, you know? And he's so great now and he understands. I let him go do you, you know, and he lets me go
Well,
do me. And he sits there and he waits for me to come back. And then he's like, were you okay? Did anybody say anything out of, like, you know, out of context to you? Do I got to punch anybody in the mouth? No, baby, I'm good. All right. And that's it.
Well, and that's so, and so that is, like, again, going back to, like, the topic today, right, is, you know, when is it okay to flirt? So I think it all has to do with the way you present yourself. So, like, I am, you and I are very similar. We're out, like, we're there. You know, we're in the room. And we can talk to, we can be a bitch and no one can come near us, or we can talk to everybody in the place. And so, you know, with that comes a big personality and such. So when you're with someone, whether it's, you know, whatever, a significant other, male, female, whomever, they have to be okay with who you that I was going to, am I, can you still hear me? Because of course
now I do. You just went out for a second, but I still,
okay. I'm sorry. And so, you know, as a, like, people have to be comfortable with who you are as a person, and trust is huge. So, like, I tell people, even trying to date now, I'm like, listen, I know a lot of people. I have a very outgoing personality, and, you know, especially with doing the show and hosting events and everything, you know, people come up to me. And I mean, like, there was a guy that, you know, I knew from a while back, and he's like, oh, you know, every time I see you, you know, you're with another guy. And I'm like, hello, I'm at an event and I'm taking pictures. Like, I'm not banging the guy. Like, really? Like, right. And so that's when it comes to knowing who you're with. And so just because I'm talking to somebody doesn't mean I'm banging them, you know?
Right. So then you get into, oh, if I'm flirting or I'm being social, I'm loose. And that's the right one, right? The assumption.
Right. Right. Because, and again, it goes back to the same thing we were discussing earlier, right? Depending on how you dress, you know, and so on and so forth. Like, oh, she's half naked, so she's got to be, you know, easy.
She's looking for it. Yeah, she's looking
right,
for it.
Right. Or she, yeah. And you know, and so again, you have to be conscious of what you're putting out there, right? And so if you're not self-aware, and the person you're with is not self-aware or aware of who you are, it ain't never gonna work. Because you cannot cage, when you cage an animal, the first thing they're gonna do when you open up that cage is run. When you leave that door open, the animal will go in and out of that crate or that cage with no problem. But the minute you lock them in, they're running and they're never coming back again. So, you know, my best advice to people is to be, just like you were talking about a moment ago about communication, you have to be, like, aware. You can't, it was like when, you remember the one guy that I, like, dated for 3 months, and I actually went down to Florida and met you there, right? Mm-hmm. And so, yes. You know, all of a sudden, he didn't like the fact that I had a tongue ring. He doesn't like the fact that I have tattoos. You know, this, that, and the other. And I'm like, I'm sorry, when you met me, did I not have the tongue ring? Did I not have the tattoos? Did I not wear this mouth? Like, did I not dress the way I dressed? Like,
did I not wear this mouth?
You know, like, I mean, it just doesn't make sense to me. So, like, you were attracted to me.
And now you want to change
me. I was always me. And now all of a sudden, the way I am isn't okay. So, like, which one is it? So, if you're perpetrating the fraud, it's never going to work, you know?
Well,
and
right. Well, you know, guys, you know, and listen, guys like that, right? They like your personality. They see you. You're sexy. You're fun. You're flirtatious. And then all of a sudden they start having feelings for you and they want you to stop doing all that, you know?
Because they don't want anybody else to look at you.
They don't want anybody else to look at you. So then all of a sudden it becomes, well, why aren't you doing that anymore? And some girls do alter. Some girls do it.
I believe that's called an insecure man, or even if it's, and women do the same thing. So that's a sign of insecurity, because if you're afraid that I look good, then you're not confident in yourself and in our relationship.
I agree. Listen, I tell my husband all the time when he gets in my, well, like after this weekend, I came home, he's like, I'm like, oh my God, so-and-so told me I was sexy and so-and-so told me. And he's just like, I gotta go be like it. I gotta go up to New York and punch somebody in the mouth. And I told him, I said, you don't want to know something? Look at me. I'm married to you. I went through every stage, right? I went through the pretty wife. I went through the pregnant mother, I went through the fat wife, depressed, you know, I went through the, and now I'm on the other side, you know. So, and you know, we have a great relationship and we both take care of ourselves, and you know, we're looking good, and you know, we've gone through all our stages. And I told him, I said, you should be happy, like, you know, look at me, I'm your wife, you know, and I keep myself together and I take care of myself. And yes, people find me attractive, but I don't try to get dressed to be attractive for other people. I get dressed for me. And when I look in the mirror and I go, all right, Danielle, you got it. You know, that the rest is just affirmation. It's just valid, you know, validation. People are like, oh, you look good. I'm like, I do, right? And that makes me happy because I put in the work.
Right.
You know, I didn't do it so that my husband sits there and says, oh my God, look at my wife. She looks so pretty. I did it for me, but it
Right.
helps. It helps if my
Right.
husband looks at me and goes, oh my God, I don't want it. Like, I had conversations with people this week and, oh, my wife, she's heavy. I'm not attracted to her no more. And this and that. I'm like, have you done anything to make her feel like she should maybe get out of that cycle that she's in? Like, do you take her out? Do you make her get dressed to feel pretty so that she wants to then maybe change a little bit? Because every woman, no woman wants to be in the current situation they go through after life and menopause and everything. They all want to be sexy and pretty, and they want to flirt, and they want to flirt with their husbands. They want all that. We want
Yep.
all that, you know? But the
Right.
guy has to give some too. You
Right.
know, the
Well,
give
we
some.
all, but we, everyone wants to feel desired. But, and it goes both ways though, because there are a lot of women that don't give to their men either, and their men don't feel sexy. And, you know,
Right.
and so you, it has to go both ways because.
I have a friend who's like, I haven't had sex with my wife in like 11 months. I'm like, what? What are you talking about?
Right.
You know? And he's like, just okay. And this is okay, you know? And he does not cheat, God bless him. But if he did, I would you blame him? I mean, it's 11 months. That's a long time. People have needs. People need sex, need human contact.
Right. And
You
so,
know?
like, he just, one of somebody just said, if she doesn't feel sexy, you're screwed until she does. And that's very true. And so, you know, like, a lot of times, you know, you have the men that, you know, if we gain a couple of pounds or we feel a certain way, especially like you said, after children and everything else, you know, if they just, you know, I love you no matter what. I love you no matter what size
That
you
was my
are.
husband.
You're sexy and, you know, yada, yada, right? And so
Right.
you don't feel self-conscious at that point. But Daniela, you building a house over there?
Oh no, I'm sorry. I was just getting something out of the cabinet
You know, and so I always compliment my missus, but it doesn't matter. And you know what? That is true as well, because if she feels like shit, we're all like shot. Exactly. And that
Right.
is very true. When you're not right, it doesn't matter what someone else says to
It says to
you,
you, it's true.
and feels, because you need to be. So I think what Danielle was trying to say was like, how about trying to help? Because basically you kind of go into a little bit of a depression, and it's a very complicated thing, because I have someone that's very near and dear to me, that's in, you know, a form of depression. And you know, you don't know what to do, because you know, people go into a depression, they push you away, and sometimes you they need that space, and you can't fix somebody. They have to want to fix themselves. So, like you were saying earlier, if you don't feel good about yourself, you have to be the one that takes those steps that makes yourself feel better. And if you're only going to feel better by validation through others, then you're never going to
Never gonna
feel
be,
better
yeah,
because you're
that's true.
insecure. So,
Of
you know,
course.
if you are like, if you, like you said, right, I get dressed and I go to go, and it's so true. How many times do we get ready? And you're like, you know what? I hate, or even the other night, I didn't buy an outfit because, you know, I'm a single mom and I'm like, you know what? I can't be spending money to freaking go out like that. I'll make it do. I have like a room full of clothes. I can make it work. I tried on, God knows how many. I thought I knew what I was wearing. And then I'm like, I don't like this. I don't like the way it looks. I don't like the way I look. I don't like whatever. And it was like, I literally, like, I'm like, okay, you have to get ready because you have to be there in an hour. Like, you need to stop this nonsense and get dressed. And I was miserable. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start from the beginning. And I went into my closet and I looked and boom, boom, two outfits, took it out. I was like, okay, I'm wearing this. And that was it. And it didn't matter. My son was like, Ma, but I love the outfit you had on before. It looked great on you. I'm like, yeah, no, I wasn't feeling it. And even though I appreciated that he thought it looked good, it didn't feel like that's the way I wanted to look that, you know, that night. That wasn't the vibe I was going for, you know. And again, we're all, you know, for those of you that are young, God bless you. But, you know, for those of us that are older, you know, you go, I have to learn how to do my makeup again, because the makeup I wore when I was younger, I don't look good in now, because my face doesn't look the same. So now I'm like, I got to put on eyelashes that are like 4 inches long to cover the fact that like my eyelids are drooping. No, not even that. Like, you know, like all of a sudden I'm like, I never had this skin that isn't tight above my eye, like the hooded thing or whatever. Now I'm like, oh great. If I wear eyelashes that look like Snuffleupagus, I don't look like that. So, plan B.
Caps over here says, if she feels like shit, we all feel shot. It, and it's kind of true. Listen, I suffer from depression, and I went through a whole thing for a while. And you know, my husband, God bless him, he just kind of like held me down through it. And you know, everybody, like you said, everybody suffers, because if I'm off, the whole house is off, right? Because the mother is, she steers the ship. So, you know, it throws the husband off, it throws the kids off, you know, we're withdrawn, or we're cranky.
It's energetic when the energy permeates through.
You're right. And I have to tell you, and it's the only thing I can tell you is love her through it, because there is on the other side. You know, when my depression broke, it was crazy. And it was May 2019. I will never forget it. And from that day, I have lost 77 pounds. Jesus. And it was, I went from 219, I'm 142 or something like that now. And it was like the clouds just, and I looked at my husband, and I apologized to him. I'm like, oh my God, you know, what you went through over the last couple of years, you know, but even still, And as hard as I work to maintain myself, there are days when I get in a funk and I have to fight it, because something about depression, you know, and I don't know your wife, but the littlest thing, like that hand is always there trying to grab you by the ankle and drag you back in. It always is, you know, so you've got to push past it and you've got to find something to redirect, you know. So, but there are days, even still, as thin as I am and as well as I'm maintaining myself, there are still days I put on clothes or whatever, and I look at myself and I go, ugh, you know?
It's still not good enough, because we look, it's not that it's not good enough, but again, like I just said, you know, I go to put clothes on and I may be thinner than I was, but my skin is not reacting the same way that it was, you know, 5 years ago. So he just said, having four kids. Well, Danielle has four kids also. And her son is 15, 16, going to be 16. Not 16.
And my twins are going to be 13. In January.
Right. They're 12, and they're going to be 13. So, you know, she got a full house too, babes.
I know, and there is life after this. You know, mine will be 16 in April. Okay, there really is life after this. I have to tell you, the hardest thing in a marriage, I looked at my husband one day, I said, I thought you loved me. He's like, I do. I said, then why'd you make me do this? Parenting is hard. It is hard. It is hard. And, you know, and you never realize, because when you're falling in love with each other and you guys are getting along and you guys can go out, you're on vacation, you're doing all the things, and life is wonderful. It is wonderful. And then you bring these little bodies in here and they make a mess out of everything and they wreck everything and they financially cripple you and they push all your pressure points. And you're like, what the hell am I doing here? Am I out of my mind? You know, yes, you're out of your mind. And
right. Well, and like, just what I'm saying is, it's hard, not a competition. Absolutely.
Right.
It is
challenging. It's very challenging. You know, but one of the things I always say to my husband, and I say, we just have to make sure that we like each other when this is done, right? The end game is they're off to college, we've raised good humans, and then it's me and him. And we work together, you know, and there are things that I try to find out that he likes, and he tries to find out that I like. So, and we allow each other, he likes to golf, go golf.
Right.
I send him on golf trips with his friends, go. You know, and because when those kids walk out the door, I have to look at him and hope he's not a stranger anymore. You know, that's the hardest thing about these relationships, which is why, like I said, date night, you know, it's become very important to us. We go out and we enjoy each other. We remember the reasons why we got together in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, and it keeps us going. So, like, I don't know, you know, what your schedule is with your wife and stuff like that, but it keeps us going till about Wednesday, Thursday. And by Thursday, we're cranky with each other again. And then it's Saturday again and we go out and we're good. So it helps with the momentum. It really does. Because I can tell you, and Cameron will tell you, probably like three years ago, I'm like, I'm out. I'm not doing this anymore. I can't do it with him anymore. You know, and I loved him, but it was just, like you said, a mental thing, you know. And I love him. And she said to me, she's like, Danielle, all the reasons why you married him are still there. And da-da-da, you have to find a balance. So I did. And I'm happy I did. Because
right.
I
and walked, the other thing that I did, that I said to you, is that, you know, it's very hard to find someone that accepts you and loves you for who you are. Not because you're not a good person, but because, you know, like what we talked about earlier, how you can go out and he can go out and you can be flirtatious. He can be flirtatious, but you know each other and accept each other for who and what you are, and love each other for who and what you are. And that is really
flirt
where
all
like,
night long
the balance.
My husband can flirt all night long, but he's not like a flirty person, but he can flirt all night long. But at the end of that night, I know he's coming home. Like, and I know he's not doing anything where he's going to grab me and like, come on, baby, let's go. You know, and he'll tell people
right.
like, if he's dancing and girls will grab him or whatever. And he's just like, you know, he'll talk. He's very, you know, he's kind. He's not an asshole. He'll talk to them, whatever. And like, how are you? You know, thank you. They'll tell me dance as well. Thank you. And they'll be like, oh, you have a, he's like, that's my sexy wife right there. You know? And I'll wave. Mm-hmm. And they look startled because I'm not jumping.
Yeah, because
I'm not doing any of those things.
Right. And he wasn't a dick. He was just like, he was cordial and then
right.
just let them know that he wasn't alone.
Right. And I'll do the same thing. I'll be out and about. Da, 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 da. And like I said, most of the people I talk to, I know. I don't really talk to strangers. But, you know, I talk to them. But, Danielle, where's your husband? I'm like, he's over there. You know? They're like, he's
right.
letting you roam around by yourself? Yeah. I mean, really, at the end of the day, I'm going home with him. What kind of trouble am I going to get into? So, and they laugh. And I do. And then they come over and they say hello to my husband. I'm like, come on, come. I'll introduce you. Come say hi. You know? And it really is, you know, him understanding that I was a person before I met him and married him. You know, I didn't marry him until I was 34 years old. I lived an entire life before him. You know,
right.
I should be allowed to be me without
Absolutely.
Judgment, without unapologetically. I should be allowed
Absolutely.
To be me. And I do the same with him. So you know what? Does he know I flirt? Yeah, he knows I flirt. Does he like it? Not all the time. But he knows I'm coming home and he knows I love him.
Well, and again, you know, since that is the topic of today, right? When is it okay to flirt? You know, I think, and I think whether you're married or single, I want to be clear about this, you know, depending on being flirtatious, you know, just know what you're putting out there. So again, I'm a widow. So there is no one, you know, that is here with me at this point. So I could flirt and be as overt as I want to because I'm not disrespecting anybody. But at the same token, I carry myself the same way, whether I'm in a relationship or I'm not in a relationship, to be quite
right.
honest with you. You've known me a long time. When we, like, whenever we've gone out, have I been different, you know, being...
No.
Single
no.
than being married.
No,
I mean,
you know, Pete, guys will come up to
same.
Us. We talk, we laugh. All right, how are you? Nice to meet you. Da, 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 da. Yeah, you know, you put your smile on, you put on your, you know, your face, and you know, you make all your pleasantries and stuff like that. Karen is consistent across the board.
Yeah,
she gets a bit.
I say hello, and then after 5 minutes of the conversation, I'm like, all right, gotta go.
Well, if she doesn't like you, yeah, after 5 minutes of conversation, she's like, we're out of here. Yeah, I got a bad vibe. So, you know, and she's very consistent. Me, first thing out of my mouth, they're like, oh, you know, what are you doing here? Da, da, da. I'm like, oh, I'm visiting from New York, you know, from Florida, da, da, da. Oh, married. First things out of my mouth. I met my husband at Cameron's, at my best friend's wedding, you know? And they're, oh, okay. Sometimes it doesn't stop, guys, and they still want to chat. I'll chat. I know nothing's coming of it. They want to waste their time chatting.
Right. I'll chat too. Just don't put your hands on me, because that's the other thing that goes along with the flirting, is that then they want to dance with you or whatever, or they're talking to you and all of a sudden their hand is like
so
on your
waist. Up your back. Yes.
And it's like, all right, back it up. Back it up. Right. You know, that's not going to work. So, you know, I think that, you know, if, you know, just to be clear on, like, you know, to sum up our, you know, discussion today, you know, I think flirting is a good thing. I think it's good depending on who you do it with. I think that what your intentions are and what you put out there is extremely important. And I think that that has a lot of being self-aware, because you have to know what you're putting out there. So when you're flirting, or if you're being flirtatious and you don't know you're being flirtatious, that's bad. Like, you need to know where you are. But like Danielle was saying earlier, you know, some people are just sexy beings and we kind of just ooze that out of us and it may be misconstrued. Yes. So, you know, I would say, as I always say, like, check yourself, you know, and know if you're, you know, if you're flirting overtly, you know, or if you, and flirting makes a lot of people feel better about themselves. Right. And I know you joined late in the conversation, and we absolutely were discussing that, and that's great. And there's nothing wrong with it, as long as if it's harmless, I think it's cool. Agreed.
Right.
100%. So that's, I think, what we were talking about, is that, you know, there's, you know, just because someone is dressed a certain way, don't make assumptions, you know, and respect boundaries. And, you know, I don't know why a wedding ring is a reason for somebody to flirt with you, but that's a whole other show, I think.
Right.
But I want to thank everybody that tuned in today. You are listening to WTF Let's Talk with Karen and Danielle. And we do this every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please hit that like button. Please hit that follow button, so whenever we go live, you can join us. And I think Danielle has a good topic that she had brought up to me the other day. And I think we're going to do that next week, Danielle. What do you think?
I think that'll be good. I like
it. Okay. Well, should we let them in on it, or should we?
Sure.
Go ahead. Tell them what you want to talk about.
Tell them what I want to talk about. There's so many things I want to talk about.
But just what you said the other day. Why do people...
Keep going.
Right? You said, why do people think they're good in bed?
Oh.
Isn't that the topic you told me?
Yes, that is. What makes, what, right? It was more of like,
What makes someone think they're good in bed?
Good in bed, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, how many conversations, like, we'll talk about real fast, but how many times, like, oh my God, he was terrible in bed, or she was terrible in bed. What, maybe you were terrible in bed. What makes you think she was terrible in bed? So I have to know. It's a conversation.
All right. We're going to discuss that. No more. You can't talk about it anymore. We're going to discuss it next week.
Dot, 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 dot.
We'll discuss it next week. So again, thank you guys for tuning in. Please hit that like button. Please share it with your friends. Tell everybody. Danielle, I know you had a lot going on. We left it in the moment. Indeed. Thank you guys that are here with us, that tuned in and stood with us for the whole show. And your comments are greatly appreciated. And we will see you next week at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for WTF. Yep. Let's Talk with Karen and Danielle. Danielle, thank everybody you so much.
Everybody have a great day.
All right. Have a great day. Thank you, guys. Ciao, ciao. I am still live.